A Madison-based state appeals court has unanimously rejected a request by unnamed petitioners to halt a John Doe probe that's apparently looking into possible campaign violations during the 2011 and 2012 recall elections. Conservatives who say they're being investigated have shared details with the Wall Street Journal and other right-of-center news agencies. But Mike McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says it's clear from documents the appeals court has ordered released that district attorneys from both major political parties wanted former federal prosecutor Francis Schmitz to lead the probe.
All the claims or charges made by the apparent targets that this is nothing but a partisan witch hunt is pretty seriously undercut.
McCabe says the John Doe now ought to run its course, though a judge overseeing the case recently halted subpoenas to conservative groups supporting Governor Walker during the recall. Walker, asked today in Milwaukee about the appeals court ruling, tried to distance himself from the effort to stop the Doe.
I and my campaign weren't involved in that issue, so I don't know what to read on it beyond that. I think there's a much broader issue where there may be a larger disagreement on. But on this particular issue, I wasn't involved nor my campaign, so it's hard for me to comment.
Walker declines comment on suggestions that the conservative group Wisconsin Club for Growth is taking a more aggressive effort to stop this Doe after a previous John Doe probe in Milwaukee led to jail time for several Walker friends or associates. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.